Okay, so picture this. You're sending like a super important text, right? And you accidentally send it to, well, the wrong person. Ugh, the worst feeling, am I right? Now, imagine that feeling, but with like your entire crypto savings. Ugh.
Yeah, not good. Not good at all.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today, using this Goblin's Cash article as our guide. We're talking wrong addresses, irreversible transactions, all the stuff that keeps you up at night in the crypto world.
And it's interesting, Rhett, because it really gets to the heart of what blockchain is all about, the good, the bad, and the oh no moments.
Right off the bat, this article does not sugarcoat things. Blockchain transactions, they're like that message in a bottle. Once it's gone, it's gone. No take backs.
Exactly. It's all about this thing called immutability. Imagine a giant digital ledger in the sky. Every single transaction, every little bit of crypto ever moved, it's all recorded there permanently.
Okay, so I get that. Transparency, security, all that good stuff. But where does that leave us if we mess up? I mean, Goblin's Cash even says they can't recover funds sent to the wrong place.
And that's the catch-22, right? Because they don't actually hold your information. It's all about decentralization. You become your own bank, so to speak.
Which is kind of empowering when you think about it.
Absolutely. But with great power comes great responsibility.
Speaking of responsibility, Goblin's Cash lays out two major ways you can seriously mess up your crypto transactions. The first one is, well, the obvious one, sending it to the wrong wallet address. But what about that second way, the one that made me kind of gulp when I read it?
Yes, the dreaded contract address issue. Think of it this way. Your crypto wallet address, it's like your home address, right? But a contract address, it's more like a vending
A
machine.
vending machine. Okay, I kind of see where you're going with this.
It's programmed to do a very specific thing, and if you try to jam something in there that it wasn't expecting, chaos. And sadly, sending your hard-earned crypto to the wrong contract address, it's almost always a lost cause.
Because it's like sending it into the void or into a black hole.
Pretty much. These smart contracts, they're like mini computer programs living on the blockchain, not really designed for unexpected surprises, like receiving funds they weren't supposed to.
So, how do we avoid becoming a cautionary tale? Because thankfully, Goblin's Cash does offer some really solid advice in that department.
And a lot of it boils down to, honestly, just slowing down. Like in today's world, we're all about speed and efficiency, but in the crypto world, that can really backfire.
They're practically begging people to double, triple check those addresses.
As they should. And don't forget about those super helpful wallet features, address books, QR codes. They're there for a reason.
Oh, and they also had some strong words about only using trusted platforms, which makes total sense, but like, how do we actually spot those red flags in the wild?
It's all about those spidey senses. If a platform is promising like insanely high returns, or that email is screaming, "Act fast!" with a million exclamation points, proceed with caution. A little healthy skepticism goes a long way.
So true. And you know, on that note, I'm curious, what are some of the ways you personally avoid these kinds of crypto calamities?
I'm a big fan of the good old-fashioned checklist. Before hitting send on any transaction, I am checking everything twice, three times. Yeah, it might seem a little extra, but that peace of mind, priceless.
You know, this whole conversation has been super insightful, but it really gets you thinking, doesn't it, about the future of all this? We've talked about individual responsibility, but as crypto becomes more and more mainstream, should there be more of a safety net built in? Or would that undermine the entire concept of decentralization?
It's the million-dollar question, right? How do you empower individuals while also offering some level of protection? Definitely something to ponder as we continue to navigate the exciting, ever-evolving world of crypto.